Okay. Contractions are coming now.
My name is Raph Dixon. 11 months ago, my daughter Tavi was born.
Born at 3:03 a.m.
Yeah, she did really well. And you're desperate for a hold.
They'll give me a hold soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Listen to her.
Little snuffles.
So, we're nearly back in Petersham on the way home with three people on board.
How do you feel driving with a baby on board?
I'm driving slower than I usually do, aren't I?
This is Dad in Progress. We were lucky that the birth of our daughter went pretty smoothly for us. I was pretty prepared. We'd been to all our birth classes, and even though birth is exciting and volatile, once it's over, it's over. It was on that drive home that I started thinking, well, what do I do now? If I was a dad who lived not far from my place but 40,000 years ago, I would have had a pretty clear understanding of my role.
The men do the more active forms of food gathering, such as hunting and fishing, while the women and children search for such food as can be found lying about.
And to be honest, as far as understanding what your role as a father was, for 40,000 years it was pretty clear what you were supposed to do.
There was no paternal leave or leave for fathers. You just went back to work on Monday and told the crowd that you were a father, and that was it.
This is my grandfather-in-law, George.
The mother certainly did most of the work bringing up the baby. I had little to do. I played my sport every week, and I never changed a napkin in my life.
The actual birth itself, what happened, if you can tell me the story of that?
I visited my wife when took her to the hospital and visited when we had our first kitty. But still, in those days, my weekend was sacrosanct. I still played cricket. I went to the hospital and saw her and then went away and played cricket. And men really rarely attended the birth. That's another thing that rather astounds me, that men go to the birth. In my day, nobody ever went to the birth at all. They went in and say, oh, thank God for that, and went and had a few drinks and bought a cigar or whatever they did.
This was pretty common back when Yasmin's mum was born.
Do you think husbands should watch the birth of their children?
I definitely do not.
No, I don't think he's right. I think a woman should have privacy at that stage.
No, their place is outside waiting.
Don't you think this, I think it's abominable.
Don't you think this sharing of the experience would go to strengthen family bonds, perhaps?
No, I don't. I think that it would destroy them.
A lot of things have changed very quickly.
Women didn't work as much. They worked in the house, they worked very hard, but there wasn't the opportunities to work. And I do think, in hindsight and thinking about it, men probably had the best of life when they didn't have to look after the children on a day-to-day basis.
I really feel like we need to be talking with each other about this more. Many mums want to keep their careers going and many dads want to play a much bigger role in their kids' life, but I feel like the rule book and the advice hasn't kept up. For one thing, nowadays it's becoming much more commonplace for dads to be the primary carer, something that was unthinkable in George's day.
It's must be early over there. Where are you?
I'm in Sydney. It's 8:30, but I actually have an 11-month-old myself, so yeah.
This is probably one of the world's most famous stay-at-home dads.
Yeah, g'day. I'm Clark Gayford, a proud New Zealander, a proud dad.
Like me, Clark has a young daughter.
So my little girl is, I keep getting this wrong because I keep happening so fast, 17 months.
And now obviously parenting is kind of a two-person job. Do you mind me asking about Neve's mum? What does she do?
Neve's mum is a very busy individual. She is also the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
It is an absolute honour and a privilege to form a government for all New Zealanders.
In late 2017, Jacinda Ardern was elected the Prime Minister of New Zealand. A few weeks later, Jacinda found out she was pregnant.
It was right during the negotiation period to form a new government. So we were in a period of limbo.
Clark and Jacinda announced they were going to have a baby, and the reaction from New Zealanders was largely positive.
Meet 3-month-old Neve Te Aroha Ardern Gayford, daughter of New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, the second world leader to give birth in office, and now the first to bring her baby to the United Nations.
Neve was born in July 2018 and Jacinda had 3 months of maternity leave. Then it was back to running the country and Clark became the primary carer.
I'm there looking after Neve and we try and involve Mum or Jacinda as much as we can. So if I'm down in Parliament with Neve, and I will always bring her office, figure out what time lunchtime is and then come in for visits so that she always has a bit of time with her mum.
Clark and Jacinda are in a pretty unique situation, obviously, but the challenges of raising a young baby are all too familiar.
It helps you understand some things. For a start, it helps you understand that sleep deprivation is a very effective form of torture. And, you know, not allowing yourself to have a good dose of REM in the night becomes a cumulative thing. And, I mean, it really, really gets to you after a while. You know, it tests you in every way. I mean, we got to the point where I was in the spare bedroom just so Mum could sleep through the night and doing those feeds. And you end up slightly zombified in the twilight zone.
Clark had the same thoughts we all do. What was I doing with all that free time?
You look back with a bit of nostalgia and almost a little bit of disappointment in how much of a unnecessary procrastinator or how hard you used to think things were, to then have a dose of reality about how, you know, how much of a challenge it can really be.
And just like all of us, Jacinda and Clark have received a lot of advice.
We've got this pile of books at home. It's huge. And it's from well-meaning people. And there's a note in it, and they're almost identical, every note that's inside the cover of these books, that say, this is the only book you'll ever need. And we're having a joyful, progressive conversation on a podcast, a modern medium that some of the older people are perhaps not familiar with. But having sort of been exposed in the public realm like I am, I also have had pushback from people who still think that those roles should be defined the way that they are. So it's not all an inclusive experience as defined by modern society now. There's definitely still pockets of people who think that there are different ways to do things.
It would have been almost impossible to find someone like Clark from our grandparents' generation. Obviously, it's still the case that most dads go back to work while mum stays at home with the baby. It's the case for me, it's the case for most of my friends. But unlike George's generation, the role we play in our kids' lives has massively increased. I really want to be more involved in my kids' life, but if I'm honest, it's really hard. I try to spend as much time with my 11-month-old as possible. I really want to be part of her life, plus obviously I want to try and take some of the pressure off my wife. But if I have the option to take some overtime or the opportunity comes up to work on some big important project but it's going to keep me away from my family, do I do it? When I stay back at work, I feel guilty for not being at home to help out. And when I duck off early from work, I feel worried I'm not putting in enough effort. I rarely get to see my mates anymore, and my wife and I haven't had a night just for us in months, let alone finding a bit of time just for me. Is it bad that sometimes I'm secretly a little bit glad that I have to stay back because it means I can escape all the chaos of home? When I've spoken to other dads, I realise it's not just me who's feeling this way.
It's fucking hard. Mm. It's the hardest thing that I've ever had to do.
Really stressful, and it kind of didn't let up.
Everything took a hit. You know, my career, my friendships, my hobbies, my mental health.
Over the course of putting this podcast together, I've been having heaps of conversations with other dads, and honestly, it's reassuring when I hear that other people are going through the same thing as me. Fatherhood is changing, being a man is changing, and we have to work out how we're going to navigate it. The birth of your child is an amazing but volatile situation, but there are classes that give you an idea of what you're in for, and while I didn't feel 100% amazingly confident, I'd learned enough to know what was going on. Nowadays, there are even birthing classes specifically for dads.
Beer and Bubs is a night out for dads to learn how to be the best birth support for their partners in the relaxing atmosphere of the pub over a beer. Sometimes dads can be quite nervous and they're not comfortable enough to ask the right questions. So this is just a really, you know, familiar place for them where they can just get together with the lads and feel relaxed enough to open up and to ask the questions of what they want without being too self-conscious of thinking that they're asking a dumb question.
But once that birth happens and you're driving home with the baby, what then? I had a chat with a couple of the soon-to-be dads attending Beer and Bubs. I wanted to know what they thought their role would be after the birth.
Hoping that I can be that support for Mum.
My wife's going to be in recovery for a few weeks and I'll basically be around the house cooking and...
just the little things even around the house or...
and helping look after her and...
you know, running up the shops to get groceries.
Yeah, like I'll just need to be there as much as I can, like she'll be breastfeeding.
Supporting her.
Supporting her. Supporting her. Supporting her.
Now, I'm not some lunatic. Obviously, dads have a massive role to play in supporting our partners, and we should definitely be doing all the things that the guys mentioned. For that matter, I'm sure they're going to be terrific dads. But all those things aren't really being a parent.
Dads see themselves very much as the rock, as the one who's supposed to be holding it all together. So they see themselves in that role, but the bit that's missing usually is, well, what does the support look like? How do you do support?
This is Professor Richard Fletcher from the University of Newcastle. He specialises in dads.
You say, well, what are you going to do in your 2 weeks that you take off? And the most common answer is, whatever she tells me to, whatever she wants, I'll do that. And some people might think, isn't that wonderful? They're so tuned into their partner, they'll do whatever she wants. But I think what that means is they don't have a clue. They don't know how to interact with the baby.
Richard said that for most dads, their first real experience with a baby is their own.
A lot of dads, because of the way our society is set up, don't have a lot of contact with babies. They don't get to practice holding or responding to a baby. A lot of dads are quite confident, as they should be, that they will figure it out, but they don't go in with a lot of experience. So, for example, if you're at a barbecue and the blokes are standing around the barbecue area, somebody comes into the backyard with a new baby. Now, you can be pretty sure what's going to happen, that the women in the area will gravitate to that new baby. And they'll say things like, oh, you know, they'll say how cute it looks, how it looks like the mum. Can they have a hold? Can they look? Oh, she's smiling at me. They'll be quite responsive and emotionally engaged. And it's quite possible for one of the men, a dad or not, one of the men to say, oh, a new baby, and go over and say, can I have a hold? Everybody will sort of accept that, I think, but you can't do that without drawing a lot of attention to yourself. There's not necessarily stigma about, you know, oh, how terrible he's done that. It might be quite the opposite. They might go, oh, isn't he a dreamboat? Isn't he wonderful? But it's not natural in that way. Most men won't make themselves a spectacle by going across and doing that.
So then when they do have a baby, what happens?
The local story is there was a GP I was talking to about dads, and he said, actually, I get dads coming into my surgery quite a bit after the birth. I said, really? What do they come in for? He says, oh, accidents. He says, they don't know what to do with the baby, so they get up on the roof and try and fix something. And I think that's a comical but probably good summation of what might happen. If you don't know how to interact with the baby, well, leave it to the mum and get out there to do something you do know how to do, or you think you do anyway.
Are there common things that dads come to you or tell you about that a lot of them find particularly tough when, you know, having a newborn?
Well, there's two main messages, I think you'd say. One is sort of the official message where dads are told you are a key component of the family. You are there to support the mother. You're very important for her well-being. And then there's the other messages which basically say, look, mate, you're pretty irrelevant. You don't really count much in this scene. You don't have anything to do. You're not carrying the baby. The things you are supposed to do are the things like bring in the money, take care of the renovations, ready for the baby, that sort of thing, drive the mum around. But in terms of engaging with the baby, there's a host of ways where dads are told that they're not important. What we also know is that the babies are trying to communicate with the dad. So it's not just one-way street. It's not just the dad doing things to entertain the baby, doing things to engage the baby. I think that's one of the big missing bits of information for dads, is that this is a team effort here. Babies are really trying to make a communication with you. And if you don't pick it up, well, you're leaving them out on a rock as well.
Professor Fletcher says that the first couple of months is a critical period for dads. The baby's only way to communicate is through crying, and the easiest way to settle a baby is to breastfeed them. This can lead to dads feeling pretty useless, and when they feel useless, they disengage. When dads disengage, this has negative outcomes for the baby.
The evidence we have is that disengaged fathers lead to babies having less positive development. So in the standard way that babies develop, in the cognitive area, in the physical, in the emotional area, if you're in that group where your dad's disengaged, then you are less likely to develop as well as you could have if your dad was engaged.
And what about for the fathers themselves? Are there negative consequences for some fathers in that situation where they don't have that kind of strong bond maybe with their children or their babies?
Most dads want a strong bond with their baby, but that's not something that you get specified very early, like what makes a strong bond or how do you know it's a strong bond. I think what it leaves is that a sort of a residue that you're not as important to the children. And I think that has an effect so that when your work pressure says, oh, maybe you should come in Saturdays, maybe you should do a bit more at night, then you think, well, I'm not so important anyway, and the money would be good, or, you know, it would help my advancement. Then I think it's a residue of not seeing yourself as important as the mother to the welfare, to the development of the baby and children, that leads you to make decisions which end up you being further away, you being less engaged, just coming occasionally to visit your kids at school events and things like that.
So what are some of the solutions? What should dads be doing, especially in that early time, so that we avoid those consequences?
One of the things to get straight in your head is how important you are. And we have plenty of evidence for that, but we don't have so much public discussion and public awareness of how important dads are to babies' development. We have lots of role models, if you think about politicians and CEOs, who devote their lives to anything but the family, even though they claim they're family-centred and so on. So I think one of the things to keep straight for yourself if you're a new dad is I am incredibly important. Everything I do, this baby will notice. Everything I say, this baby will notice. And it will have an effect on how this baby develops. So I think that's one thing that dads can be more aware of, is that what they do matters. And that the idea of, you know, you make the money, you mow the lawn, that's not it. It isn't enough. It might have been in the 50s, but it's certainly not now from what we know, because we know how important fathers are.
So we want to be more involved in our parents and grandparents. We know it's good for our babies, but we have no clear guidance. Our business leaders and politicians are poor role models, so who do we turn to for advice? Entertainment?
So, how's school?
I'm out of school, Daddy.
Good, good. How old are you?
From Al Bundy to Homer Simpson, there's not a lot out there to aspire to, so what do? Our granddads knew what to do. Go back to work, make money, basically keep living the same life that you had before. The reality is, because we're the first generation of dads in this position, it's kind of up to us to work it out. Being a dad is a work in progress, so we need to be talking to each other about what's going on, what are the tough bits, how are we handling it. That's what this podcast is about. I'll be covering issues like, how do we keep our career on track while also being a present father?
I'll never ever forget the first tube ride I had into work after 2 weeks with the newborn, and I was like, this is the quietest, most idyllic thing I've ever done in my life.
What do we do about our relationship and our sex life?
They perhaps have expectations of being happier than ever and being closer together than ever. We know from research that that's not the case for most couples.
How do I make sure I still have a social life?
So males 30 to 65, one third of them have no social connections whatsoever, and another half of the two thirds aren't satisfied with the quality and depth of the relationships they do have. So it's one in three Australian males 30 to 65 are happy with the friendships that they have.
What do I do if I'm feeling trapped and resentful about this whole thing?
You just can't escape from it. You can't move, and you just feel like, I just feel like I was trapped.
Basically, how do we work out how to be a good dad and still make sure we're looking after ourselves too? I'll be speaking to other dads, parenting experts, psychologists, and some familiar voices to try and work it all out. And look, no one person has a miracle solution. I kind of have been asking everyone this one. What do you think it means to be a good father? You know, what is being a good dad?
Yeah,
Good question.
Be there. Be prepared to make mistakes.
You know, the high priorities are protection and safety.
It's just to kind of listen and be there. And
as a dad, try to be good at the calming.
Honestly, just having that conversation and opening up, it leaves us in a way better headspace. It takes some of the pressure off just knowing we're in it together. Reach out to another dad. Ask them how they're going. Let them know how you're going. Next week, we're talking about friendship. How do we make sure we don't let our friendships drift apart after we have kids? And how do we justify going and hanging out with them to our partner without it seeming like we just want to have a piss up? We'd love to hear from you and what you think of the podcast and what you think we should cover. So if you could go on iTunes and give us an honest rating and review, I'd really appreciate it. Plus, it helps other dads find the podcast. Also, if you want more information about all the stuff you've heard on the podcast, plus a heap of extra information, head to movember.com/dadinprogress. I'll put the link in the podcast description. I'm Raph Dixon. This is Dad in Progress.